But don't. What did you say you give up? What do you give up on?
Give up.
Gambling or women?
Aaron Rodgers can't make it through the season. Why should I even try?
Well, you know, with an attitude like that, you deserve exactly what you get.
Boy, it is a beautiful fall day in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. 76 degrees at 4:35 as we begin the week two NFL Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. My name is Dead Air Dennis. For Beer Man from Classic Rock 92.1.
Yeah, Beer Man.
Beer Man, everybody.
It's good to be here.
We're a big fan of the Beer Man this week.
Hey, and New York Times best-selling author Brad Taylor.
Dylan.
Side hustle.
Not a big fan of you this week, Dylan.
Greetings, fellas. Greetings.
No. Before we get started.
Cheery disposition hasn't hit your reset button yet?
There's one person in this room that I like very much right now.
Hey, I bet it's me.
And you're right. There's another person in this room I don't like very much.
Any minute now.
I will say this. One person in this room has bought my book, Side Hustle, a sports gambling book, How Squares Like Us Can Compete with the Sharps of the Desert. And the Beer Man has bought that book. And if you followed the systems in that book, you did pretty well this past weekend betting on the games now, didn't you?
I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I want to know why I didn't get a free copy that I had to purchase it just to show my allegiance.
Not the point. Point is.
I want to bring up a point that there are two people in this room that I am very unhappy with, because 3 weeks ago I released a CD containing terrarium.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow. At least I got the name of your damn book right.
It's sitting right in front of you. That's why.
Yeah, like I needed that sheet of paper to tell me.
Because that's all I do is go around talking about my side hustle.
It's almost like you have Tourette's. Can we get back to my CD?
Okay, let's get back to you because it's always about you, Dylan.
The initial song that you heard, Get Your Kicks, Brian Himes, Dead Air Dennis, on the CD Terrarium, now available everywhere you buy music, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, and also when
is it available at Recordsmith?
No, it's not.
Turtles, records and CDs?
And not at Peaches either.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. But yes, we have a CD, and neither of the two, and mine is half the price of your book. Doesn't take nearly as long to read. There we go.
We just heard that song at the beginning of this show.
Well, we never hear the actual words to it, though.
Because I can't. We would sit here 5 minutes, and then we start talking, and people would be like, and both of our listeners would tune out immediately.
Okay, let's talk about NFL football then.
Football? Before we get to that first, it's one more thing.
Oh, God.
Beer Man has bought my book, and he's been an encourager, and we are very, very proud to see you. And you're looking good, my friend. I know you've lost some weight, and we look at you with a smile on our face, and we say, it's good to see you,
buddy. I like this new and improved Brian Tyler.
No, it's the same Brian Tyler. However, I look at Dylan, a man who has not bought my book, a man who literally does not believe, Beer Man, he does not believe in something called dibs in the world. Now, what is dibs in your world? If, let's say, you and back in college when you were DJing at the Dog and you saw a girl and you said, dibs, next to one of your guy friends. Now, what did that mean to you?
I got first shot.
Aha! You've got first shot. There's a young lady in Lexington who I have called dibs on with Mr. Dylan. But Mr. Dylan ignored my dibs and played for himself. He went into business for himself. What do you have to say for yourself as I'm outing you on a mediocrely listened to podcast in Lexington, Kentucky?
We're up to mediocre.
Nice.
Yes, yeah, we are.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're growing.
We are growing. Actually.
I called squibs, okay? Squibs outdoes dibs every time, all right? Just get used. Brad. Squibs is when you know your buddy doesn't have a chance, but you don't have the heart to break it to him, so you just call squibs and you just take it on your own and just.
Beer Man, good
you're
friend.
Welcome.
Good friend, Beer Man. Your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are this: Dennis is married. Brad's in a long-term relationship.
Yeah,
that's true. Yes,
both of you all seem to have called dibs before I even knew who she was.
You could have called Tibbs, but you didn't.
Dibs with a D.
It's
you know what? Not good enough for me.
Can we just give a shout out to my new best friend?
Go ahead.
Friend, new best friend, yes. Raimi Cohen.
Hello, Miss Raimi.
She's just a cheerful. I mean, she's just smiling always, and she's just kind. And
when you brought up my name to her, she said what?
She laughed even harder.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I thought for sure she would have said, I am not familiar with
here in Lexington, we had the 9/11 stair climb on Monday, and WTVQ, the Channel 36 affiliate, the ABC affiliate, was there doing some video for their telecast that evening, and there she was standing. So I went over and said hello and maybe took, you know, 14 too many pictures with her. And
attaboy.
Attaboy, right?
Attaboy.
And you did that on purpose.
I still got it.
Well, you did that on purpose.
I did send you the picture as quickly as I could.
And you did say that you had a lot of trouble keeping a straight face during those
pictures. He dropped your name.
I helped you out.
Now,
yeah.
How did she help me out?
She at least has heard of you now.
Yeah, she pictures me with a big salami sticking out of my mouth, too. Look, that's the gambling boy over there at ESPN. All he does is eat salamis and hot dogs and drink bratwurst.
Do you feel like this 10-minute aside has been fruitful for anything that you've been trying to hedge at? Can we just go to the games now?
Week one football recap.
Oh, yeah, recap. That's where we're at.
When did you become Mr. Director, Producer?
I thought we were going into week two already. I was like, we got to talk about week one.
Week one recap, Beer Man.
So Brad finished 9-7 for the week. That's a positive week.
Nice. Good week, buddy.
Dennis finished 7-9 for the week.
We expect
bigger things out of him before the end of the season.
We
remind you of his 60-something percent
regression
last year.
To the mean.
And the guy that uses no systems except for his gut, Beer Man, finished 10-6.
Well, hey.
10-6.
Really? Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Good job. You read the book.
No.
Oh, you haven't read the book. Oh.
I read the acknowledgement only to realize that my name wasn't in it.
Nobody's name is in it.
Apparently, our dear Lord and Savior is in it.
I said, yes, I believe in God. That's all I said.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
And God wants me to win gambling.
You're just trying to get on his good side, aren't you?
I will admit, when I was a kid, I was probably 10 or 11 years old, I did pray to win a bracket pool.
Attaboy.
Didn't work out. But I did pray.
But you learned something.
I learned never to do that again.
Did you pray before the spelling bees as well?
No. I had those one without God.
So prayer has an adverse effect then is what we're learning.
Have any of you been to the Red Mile?
I have.
You have.
I actually had
this
good
week?
This, well,
oh,
I mean,
I've been
since
in it's been several years back I was there.
Well, I was too, several nights a week. Now, have your tales from the Red Mile, do we have any things, stories of sports gambling, what you saw?
The place was absolutely packed.
Yep.
I saw several people I know. Shout out to Shake Shack Shane.
Oh.
And Brian Howard, who was working.
Yes, Brian Howard, our good friend.
It was actually a very lively atmosphere, and I kind of enjoyed it. It reminded me of Vegas, being in Vegas and one of those smaller sports books.
Now, were you out there Sunday?
I have not made it out there
yet.
Okay.
I have heard stories from Brian Howard about the kiosks. Because that's where people are putting their bets in, and they're sitting there for just, over an hour at a time.
There was one guy that was there over an hour, you told me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brian Howard was telling me about that.
Unbelievable.
They had to get a security to escort him. Tell him, pooper, get off the pot.
So yeah.
Because he's apparently, according to Brian, he was on the phone and, talking to people, was not making any bets. He was just standing at the kiosk. I think they only have 11 total, or maybe 12. They had some upstairs. I have not been to the upstairs.
There are 11. Two upstairs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then they have, 10 or 11. So, yeah, it's
it's fun. It's
my,
a blast.
My advice to you, if you're looking for this, is if you're looking to put bets down, don't wait till Saturday at noon or Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Noon,
right. Yes. Maybe get them earlier. Get a little earlier at a time.
This is weird. We've got a call coming in, and we've never given out the number.
Hello, you're on with the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast. Yes, I'd like to ask Dylan, why does he not call? Why does he not acknowledge dibs?
Are we still on that?
Yes, we'll always be on that.
Are you just suffering right now? Are you in pain?
I am. I've got a cast on my foot now.
Can we move on back to where we were in the recap?
All right.
I was going to say, I'm right where I thought I was going to be because I had zero feeling for week one. I really did. And a couple of them I just threw out there. I thought, well, whatever. I was down for the week betting in live action. I think I was probably 7-9, whatever. So, I'm about right where I'm expected to be after week one. So suck it, y'all. Get ready for week two. Dead Air Dennis is coming after you.
Two L's in y'all when I write down suck at y'all?
Yeah.
Two L's? Okay, making sure.
Y'ALL.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for reading the water tower in Florence.
You would think spelling bee champ would know that.
That's a baseball team up in Florence.
You put the apostrophe right
Florence,
where the letters
the
are.
Jules, I need a hat.
God bless. This is a terrible podcast.
Aaron Rodgers is no longer a player in the National Football League.
What happened? No longer a player.
He's no longer playing this year.
Oh.
He pulled a Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler made it through three shows before his doctor gave him 30 days bed rest. And now Aaron Rodgers' last three plays. So there you go.
Prop on the Jets to make the playoffs. No is the minus 280. Yes is plus 215. Are the Jets a playoff team, a 1-0 team? Are they in the playoffs this year with Zach Wilson? Or do you think they're going to go out and get somebody else? Is this a good
I take the bet as yes.
You think so?
I like it, yeah. That defense is ridiculous. Of course, Josh Allen is ridiculous on the other side of the ledger, too. I've never seen a guy give away so many football games. It is really pathetic.
I heard a great analogy the other day. He's Jeff George who can run. For old school kind of, if you remember Jeff George,
yeah.
Great arm, great physical gifts, but always just was a maddening player.
Yeah.
Never was always the guy, man, he is number one overall draft pick. Boy, I'm going to win with this guy. A lot of teams thought they could. A lot of teams never did.
Yeah.
I didn't think the Jets were making the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I told Dennis the other day I feel pretty proud of myself because I picked Miami to win that division.
Do you often feel proud of yourself?
Yes.
When the Jets, when that injury news came down, we were trading texts among the three of us. And Dylan was like, really? Aaron Rodgers got hurt? You're lying. You're full of it, Taylor. You're playing your little dibs game again. You're just mad over that.
He was hanging out with Ramey.
That's enough.
Hey, I told you.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to tell
now. Point is, when Aaron Rodgers went down, did you not think that the Jets had no chance in that game? Because I'll be honest with you. I looked at the lines live action in game to see if I could kind of hedge my bets on Buffalo. I did not, thankfully.
Yeah.
But I looked at it. You guys thought that that game was over?
Oh, completely.
Yeah. I did, yeah. Even into the fourth quarter, I thought it was over. Well into the fourth quarter, I thought it was over. Did you see the story about, I guess it was some bar in Buffalo, where they were letting people, the sign on the front of the bar said, everybody drinks for free if Buffalo wins tonight. And once Aaron Rodgers went out, everybody just started doing shots and beers and just running their tabs up. And then the sad, sad ultimate.
That's a great marketing tool, man. That's good. If I was a bar here, hey, if Kentucky wins in the NCAA tournament, free bar tab for everybody. And as soon as you lose, especially when they lose early in an upset, you're going to cash in.
Yeah.
That's a good little marketing.
Green Bay had a couple of their bars that came out and said anytime Aaron Rodgers loses.
It might have been a Green Bay bar. It's possible. I thought it was Buffalo, but whatever.
Anything else? Would we like to talk a little Bengals? Were you impressed with the Bengals? You kind of disappointed?
Oh, we weren't impressed, that's for certain.
Lowest point total of any team in the NFL right now. Are we worried?
That's not true. The New York Giants were shut out.
New York Giants, zero.
Okay. Second lowest.
Still not impressive.
No, not impressed. 3 points. Yeah.
I wasn't surprised at all. Listen, I mean, we all talked about this last week. Joe Burrow, zero snaps, real time. No time really with the players. He looked rusty. The chemistry looked a little off. I know the offensive coordinator said that everything was kind of right where it needed to be. Which is not completely true.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're screwed.
The weather was bad, and Cleveland was ready. And there are teams that just have the other team's numbers, this happens in other markets as well, in other teams. Cleveland has Cincinnati's number. They're going to have to find a way. But until then, just move on. Here come the Ravens.
Should we expect a Ja'Marr Chase for Justin Tucker type trade in fantasy anytime soon?
Oh, you'll probably see it.
The offer. You'll see the offer, maybe. All right, let's get to week two. Unless you guys have anything else. Week two games.
I'm ready to move forward.
Thursday night football.
We're not looking through the rearview mirror. What is it you say? Looking forward.
Week two games. Thursday night football. With a couple of jerks. Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins. Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts. The leader in the desert, most tickets to win MVP this year, is Jalen Hurts. Line start at 7, total 51. This line currently consensus is 6.5, total 49. Dennis, we'll start with you since you are regression to the mean.
Minnesota's defense is going to be a problem all year, I have a feeling. I think they'll improve, but that's too many points to give up. And Philadelphia, I do think that, you know, obviously Philadelphia had their own issues last week as well. I think that they'll clean a lot of that up this week, but I still can't give up 7 points to a team that should have won last week. So give me Minnesota and the points, but Philadelphia wins this one. And let's just a shout out to this new kid, Jalen Carter, that they got. I mean, just unbelievable, unblockable, just on fire. Beer man?
I'm in the lead, right? So give me Philadelphia. I'm laying the points.
God, how quickly it goes to his
what
head.
What reasoning? What handicapping skills that I just heard? I'm in the lead, right? Give me the Eagles. There you go.
You've got a bad defense in Minnesota. You've got a great offense in Philadelphia. I think Minnesota's going to fare better as far as, you know, they're going to be able to score. But it may be a backdoor cover, but I feel like Philly's got this one
rich
handily.
And compelling.
Rich and compelling.
Road dogs last week, 8-2 against the spread. Give me the Vikings. I don't feel great about it. This is not one that I probably will put any real money on. But when in doubt, take a road dog getting a touchdown. I'll take the Vikings getting 6.5 on a road. But I, like I said, not a Mac Daddy Stogie type bet. But let's go to Sunday. The L.A. Chargers coming east. Justin Herbert going to Tennessee and Ryan Tannehill, who is pushing Josh Allen to lead the league in interceptions this year if he plays enough. Chargers, 3-point favorites, down from 3.5. Total is up from 44.5 to 45. Beerman.
That one doesn't make a lot of sense, and that always scares me a little bit. And it's like, if it doesn't make sense, you got to go with it. I still can't. L.A., the Chargers cannot start 0-2 this year. That team is still stacked. I don't know. I expect better things out of Tennessee than what we got last week, but this may not be the week for it. I'm going to take the favorite again and go with the Chargers.
Miami and the Chargers played early last year too, and I think Miami just had took the entire offseason, you know, with a great coach and a great coaching staff, took the entire offseason to plan for this game last week against the Chargers to render a little bit of comeuppance. I think the Chargers are a good team. They've been flawed. And they have had suffered through some really unbearable losses for the last many years. But I think the Chargers swell up. I think they win this game. I think they cover. Tennessee's one of the worst O-lines in the NFL right now. And Ryan Tannehill did not look good. Not ready for prime time.
You got a Bosa. You got a Khalil Mack coming after the quarterback.
Give me the Chargers.
Yeah.
Win and cover.
Another game I don't like. I will take the home dog Titans here. I do like the under the total. So this is a game where you see kind of lopsided action. We see more than half the tickets are on the Chargers, over 60% of the money on the Titans here. A little bit of sharp play on the Titans. That's the way I'm looking to take this one. But not one that I like to take to the bank. Let's go to the ATL. Jordan Love and the Packers. Started out 1.5 dogs. Now 1-point favorites over Desmond Ridder. And the Falcons down in the ATL, Dennis.
Jesse Bates. Remember everything I said about him last week? They got him from the Bengals. And I thought, yeah, he's a little overrated these days. You know, Jesse Bates had 2 interceptions, a forced fumble, and I forget how many tackles. So, yeah, I think the Atlanta defense is going to be the real deal. And I think we just scratched the surface last week. I think they take care of Carolina, and I am going to, or Green Bay, and I think they're going to whip up on some Jordan Love. So give me Atlanta to win and cover.
What's the over-under on this one?
40.5.
40.5. So when a game swings from 1 point, one or 1.5 to the other direction, did Vegas not know anything beforehand? Or do you think the public is overreacting to Green Bay's victory over Chicago?
A lot of overreact.
Yeah.
I watched the entire game. I didn't think Jordan Love looked that great until the game was in hand and there was no pressure on him whatsoever. You know, Aaron Jones was a baller. Props to him in that one. But, if Atlanta was a favorite, you know, a couple of days ago, they're still going to be a favorite for me. I'm going to take the Falcons in this one.
I'm with you. I'm taking the Falcons here. I think we're all taking the Falcons. I don't know if that's good news or not. The dog to fave, I usually like to go with the direction of that line. But I think in this one, you still see the sharp money on Atlanta. You see a majority of the money on the Falcons while you see kind of the ticket split. I'll take the Falcons. Not exactly a Mac Daddy Stogie. I like the under here, too, under 40.5. Both teams, I don't see them scoring a lot. Let's go to a big divisional rivalry and another dog to fave line move. Indianapolis Colts, Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud for the Texans, Anthony Richardson for the Colts, two rookie quarterbacks. Texans start 1-point favorites. Now the Colts are 1-point favorites. Total has gone from 41 to 39.5, Beer Man.
My initial thought is I would probably take the over in that game. I don't know what to think in this one at all. Do we know if Richardson's going to play?
Yes,
he was
playing.
Good enough. I mean, props to him for playing hard, too hard, and most coaches wouldn't have approved of that move that was at the very end of the game. You know what? It's one of those things that if Houston was favored ahead of schedule, I'm going to stick with Houston on this one, especially if I'm getting points. So I'll take the Texans.
Houston wins and covers. Called it. You guys want to give me your money now?
No, because I'm with you. I'm taking the home dog on the money line. Give me the points. I think this is a straight-up win for Houston here.
I do, too.
Straight-up win.
Worst defense in the NFL last year.
Yeah.
Historically bad.
Yeah.
But they played really well against Baltimore last week.
Yeah. Total here is very low, though. 39.5 total. I wouldn't have a problem going under this in a division game. I like Houston to win the game, though. I'm going to take a straight-up Mac Daddy Stogie-type pick. Give me Houston
I'm with
to win
you.
This game. So next game.
All three of us agree on that one. That's good.
Oh, God.
It's two. That's two back-to-back. That's six straight agreements.
I'll look at the ones that we agreed on last week and see how we fared.
Don't tell him. It'll say he's in the spot he wants to be despite having a losing record. That's okay. Right. Seattle, Geno Smith going to Detroit. Jared Goff. Lions started 2.5-point favorites, now up to 5.5-point favorites.
Lord.
Good Lord have mercy. Are we overreacting again? Because we all saw Detroit on Thursday against the Chiefs. And then we saw the Rams humiliate Seattle. Line, the total here started 50, now 47. Beerman, or Dennis.
Dan Campbell, two words. There were a lot of dogs that won last week. I feel like it might reverse a little bit, a little regression to the mean, as you might say, Brad. I'm taking Detroit to win and cover in this game. I think did Seattle lose two men on the O-line? Two tackles, I think, in that game.
They might have.
Geno
yes.
Smith did not look very good. He didn't look comfortable. They've got the new rookie running back. They've got a rook in the receiving core now. I think that they're just kind of struggling to find themselves, maybe. But they did not look good last week, and I think Detroit, with a few extra days to prepare and a coach that's on a mission. Give me the Lions.
On a mission from God, apparently. Go ahead.
That is always a good thing when you have a couple of extra days to prepare. But that being said, Detroit may win this game, but Seattle saw what San Francisco did, and they need to make sure that they're in the hunt throughout the season. Seattle's going to cover this 5. I feel pretty confident about that one.
Mac Daddy Stogie, I'm with you on this one. Give me the Seahawks getting the 5.5 points. We're overreacting to week one. I know a lot of people saw Detroit go into the defending Super Bowl champ and win the game. Yeah, and Seattle was complete stinker. Uh-huh. This is Seattle's. This is a great time to take Seattle. If you are a contrarian better, like you would be if you picked up a copy of Side Hustle, available on Amazon right now. Yeah, Dylan, I'm looking at you. One person in this room has done so. You have not. So.
Terrarium.
Chicago Bears. Justin Fields. What happened? Against Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. One of these teams, if you had told us last week, would be 1-0 and one of them would be humiliated. I don't think everybody in this room would get the right side of which side did what. Line here, Bears started 1.5-point favorites. Now Tampa, a 2.5-point home favorite. Total's 40.5. What happened to your Bears, Beerman?
Justin Fields looked nervous. The offensive line did not look cohesive. Chase Claypool did not look like he wanted to play.
I saw those highlights.
Oh, my God.
Are he and Kadarius Toney good friends?
I would take Kadarius Toney right now over Chase Claypool.
Ooh.
It was bad. I mean, he was whiffing on blocks. I'm going to be a little upset if he actually starts this week. That's how bad it was. Because if the coaches see that film, there's no way they can justify throwing him out there again, no matter what the score was. Chicago's better than what they were. Justin Fields had some good reads when he had time. I do think any time this year that Chicago has got a great defensive rushing team, I'm going to have to avoid taking the Bears. Tampa Bay is not that team yet. Plus, Tampa Bay, I still feel like they're in the hunt for the top pick in next year's draft. So I'm going to take Chicago, even though even I'm a little down on them right now.
Heard somebody say that Chicago had a poor game plan against Green Bay. I didn't see the game, so I don't know if that makes any sense to you. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, there was way too much underneath stuff. Justin Fields had a tendency to be like – I feel like he's struggling to go through his progressions. He's too afraid to throw a man open. You know, sometimes he just needs to let the ball go and let the receiver do his job. Didn't look like he was holding on to it too long.
This is part of the ridiculous stat that I was telling you about earlier today. I don't have all the details of this stat, but it was 21-1 for teams that coming off of a week one double-digit loss and going, I believe, on the road and being an underdog again. The record was 21-1, and Chicago is my pick because of that stat alone. And I'm going back to reverse my pick because Seattle was the other team on that stat this week. So, yeah.
So you're moving to Seattle?
Yeah, that's right. I love the looks I get from you, Brian Tyler. You're just cute.
I'm not cute.
Has another man ever called you cute?
No.
How's it feel?
It feels awful.
Yeah.
I just want to go home.
Maybe you should make that look then. Maybe that face needs to...
Mac Daddy Stogie, give me the Bears. We talk about regression to the mean. This is one I love this week because everybody saw Tampa look like, you know, they're reborn under Baker Mayfield, and Justin Fields is awful. By the way, as a Bears fan, I'm going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you regret now not trading that number one pick and not getting a new quarterback and keeping Fields?
No, not at all. I regret that we didn't do a better job with the offensive line. Although Tevin Jenkins being hurt, I can, you know – that certainly affects things, but we're not deep. I'm realizing more and more the teams that are great in the trenches are great.
You know what I'm realizing? The last four games, we have all three signed.
We've all agreed on, yeah.
I've got to stop this. No matter what happens, you guys, I'm picking opposite this time.
This is unprecedented territory.
I think it is.
Let's go. What you got next? Let's see what happens.
The Las Vegas Raiders. Jimmy Garoppolo going to Buffalo. West Coast team going east. Line started 8, now 9.5. Josh Allen is favored. Total 47. Dennis.
Yeah, Las Vegas covers. Buffalo wins. Jimmy G, tough versus Denver. I mean, like, you know, the kid balled out. I mean, he put it all out there. And he you know, he proved the naysayers wrong. It was really impressive. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo beat Sean Payton. Russell Wilson looked a little better from what I saw, but, you know, still – obviously with a lot of problems. Not sold yet on Denver. I think they win the game. But
so who are you taking?
But I'm taking Buffalo to win.
To cover also?
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm taking the Raiders. What did I say? You trying to talk me out of it?
Put a line in the sand and pick a side.
Well, I did.
I don't know. Well, he's confused.
He hyped up Buffalo.
No, I'm not hyping up Buffalo. I got sidetracked with talking about Denver.
I know we talk about double-digit favorites. Vegas is not a double-digit underdog. They've got a decent team. You know, Garoppolo and...
Devontae Adams.
Well, no, the... give me the coach's name real quick.
Josh McDaniel.
Josh McDaniel. They've got a history. They're comfortable with each other. That being said, Buffalo is not going to lose this game, but 9.5 is too many to lay. I'll take Vegas. And
Buffalo
that means,
could lose this game.
That means Brad is stuck taking Buffalo.
The heck I am. Give me the Raiders. Wow. Raiders getting 9.5 points. That's like stealing. Yeah. Raiders were one of my favorite teams last week to take. against the spread. There might be one of them this week.
I can vouch for you on that.
Yeah.
Give me the Raiders last week. Or this week.
Rams
too.
And Raiders were the two big ones that you gave us at the last minute.
This is my big one of the week, too. I like the Raiders getting 9.5 points. It's just too many.
Side Hustle.
Side Hustle is a good book. You should pick it up on Amazon. You'd get the inside scoop on these games. Let's go to Jacksonville. Patrick Mahomes, no longer the peach of Andy Reid's eye. He's got eyes for someone else, anyone else. And they're going to Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence. Chiefs here, 3.5-point favorites. Total is 51. Beerman.
I love Jacksonville, but not in this game. Kansas City, again, you talk about the teams that are kind of a hungry dog. They lost a game that, you know, even after they lost, everybody's like, well, Travis Kelce wasn't there. Well, Chris Jones wasn't there. Well, you know what? Chris Jones? That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
He's back. It's going to be a high-scoring game. I'd be somewhat inclined to take the over, but Jacksonville's offensive line is not that great. Kansas City's defense really showed up against Detroit in a pretty impressive way. I'm going to take Kansas City, and I'm going to take Kansas City to cover in this one.
Kansas City's defense got better as last year went on, and the more younger players they added, the better it seemed to have gotten as the season progressed. Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, whatever. Guess what? The real news is Kadarius Toney is back this week. So, give me Jackson. No, I'm kidding. I'm taking Kansas City to win and cover in this game. I just think Jacksonville looked a little sloppy. I don't think that they're quite ready this early in the season. You can't look sloppy against Indianapolis and then beat Kansas City the next week.
Although, yeah.
So,
I'm taking Jacksonville here. Not a Mac Daddy Stogie, but if you're going to give me three in that hook, I like that hook quite a bit. Give me Jacksonville home, the home dog here, in a game of potential division champions. A playoff preview, as they like to tell us. All right, let's get to the big 1 o'clock game. A game you can hear on our sister station. Well, I guess this station, too. Classic Rock. 92.
I like to say brother station because we're kind of brothers, aren't we? When I look at you, just because I say you're cute.
We're both manly.
Come on, Brad.
What?
Right.
Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms.
Woo.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was in reference to war.
1985.
What about the album before it? Making Movies with Romeo and Juliet.
Some kind of alchemy.
In my top five of all time.
Oh, my gosh. What a great, just a great album.
Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Skate Away, that's all. Oh.
Go ahead. I'm trying to do the walk of life here, okay? Against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Bengals, we all know how they stunk it up last week. Ravens, they won. But somehow the Bengals, 3.5-point home favorites, total 46.5. Dennis, do you dare go against the Bengals in a regression to the mean special?
You know, I knew better than to take them last week. I'm taking them again this week.
You didn't take them last week.
I did. I thought I did.
You may have taken them on in the podcast.
Mark another one off.
Yeah.
Mark another one off.
Draw another line.
Let me give me another little X on his paper there. Yeah.
Guys hate
no,
me.
No, we all three
you're
took
right.
Cleveland.
Finally, that's the first correct prediction you've made on this show right there, Dylan. There
Baltimore's offense did not look pristine either, and they were not playing in the slop of Cleveland, and they weren't playing in front of the sloppy fans that Cleveland possesses, and they were also playing a much weaker team, the Houston Texans. So, this line started off as Baltimore +3, which already seemed like too much to me, and now it's 3.5, so I'm taking Cincinnati. I think that the Bengals recover and regroup very quickly here. Let's fingers crossed.
Well, the Bengals last year started out 0-2, and then the rest of the season went, 13-2. Burrow didn't play in that preseason. Burrow didn't play in this preseason.
They reeled off about 10 or 11 straight wins last year.
Yeah.
The Bengals play better against the enemy that they know than the enemy they don't know. I'll say that last year, the first two games, they end up playing against Kenny Pickens, who they'd never faced before, and they also ended up playing in week two against Dallas Cowboy quarterback.
Everybody already forgot his name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that guy.
And then later in the season, when they play Baltimore, and Baltimore almost beats them in the division championship game, they almost get beat by Tyler Huntley.
Mm.
They beat Lamar Jackson, understand, but they can't beat. You know, it's just one of those weird. I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens this week.
So the Bengals are a favorite
Yes.
It's more than a field goal, so I'm going to lean the direction of Baltimore. I couldn't tell you who's going to win this game at all, but if you're going to give me 3.5 points, I'm going to take the Ravens. This is going to be a slug-out game. I don't have a pick when it comes to the over-under. It just, you're giving me too many points to not take Baltimore.
Mac Daddy Stogie, give me the Ravens. I might even sprinkle a little bit on this money line, too. I think that you've got a shot here at the Ravens going into Cincinnati, winning this game at a nice number. But you're going to give me 3.5? Oh, yeah. After what I saw last game of the regular season and the playoff, first round playoffs last year, yeah, give me the Ravens. That is that's a live dog for me. They're one of my favorite picks of the week. Let's go to the 4 o'clock game.
And you wrote a book? Wow.
I'm just saying. Just trying to pick winners here.
He's using the Pythagorean theorem. Mm.
Yes, yes. 4 o'clock games. New York Giants. 0 points, 0 points, 40 points against on this season. Daniel Jones against Arizona. Joshua Dobbs, who was just as good as Colt McCoy would have ever been, I'm sure. Giants, 6-point favorites. 39.5 the total. I think we're at Spearman.
Giants, obviously, they got down and lost confidence immediately in that game with the punt return or the blocked field goal return and then the pick six or what. And, you know, I literally had walked in the other room and the next thing I know, it's 15-0. Giants are a better team than what they showed. Arizona is exactly what the Giants needed right here. So I'm going to take the G-men, as they say.
I knew who I was going to take in this game as soon as the Dallas game was over. Because
no matter what the line was?
No matter what the line was, I knew I was going to take the Giants.
Yeah.
Just because. I mean, listen, I mean, you're right. I mean, that game just got out of hand so fast. And you know, the Giants were moving the ball on their first drive. They got down, I think, to the red zone or close to it, and then all of a sudden they just started going backwards, and then they gave the ball up, and then the game was just over. They regrouped. They put it up this week, and I think the Cardinals were kind of up. I think they were tired of all of the preseason negative talk about how terrible they were going to be this year. So I think Arizona is now officially dead and done. Give me the Giants, win and cover.
So you're throwing dirt on them after one game?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, throwing dirt on who? Arizona?
Arizona. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
We were throwing dirt on them in the preseason.
Yeah.
I'm taking Arizona the points here. Give
Good.
Me the six.
Thank you.
In Arizona. Yes. No, thank you for the free money.
No, you're welcome.
More money for me.
No, seriously. I don't want to take all of it. So here, I'm just going to give half of it back to you.
Well, just rip it in half. And that way, you know, you'll have half and I'll have half. And then we can, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm taking Arizona the points for nothing more than just being a home dog against, you know, of 6 points against the Giants. Giants are not going to win this game by more than six. My opinion, the Sharps don't agree with me on this one. The Sharps are on the Giants here. So, for once, you guys are on the right side with the Sharps of the Desert. But that's neither here nor there.
I think he took that to spite us.
You're darn right. Next game. It's a divisional battle.
Mm.
Brock Purdy and the Niners. 8-point favorites over the Rams and Matthew Stafford. In L.A. Total 45. I think we're at Dennis here. Yeah, Dennis.
Yeah. God. Why do you always give me the hard ones? Credit to the Rams on that road victory in Seattle last week. I don't even know how to qualify that game. Shocking. Matt Stafford looked like a brand new. He looked like he was the same age as the rest of the players on his team. It looked like he had been on his phone the whole time along with them playing video games. That Hargrove, the new rookie on the defensive tackle for San Francisco, had just a balls out game. I mean, they've as if they need another great defensive player.
Yeah.
Dana Stubblefield?
I'm taking San Francisco.
Bryant Young? Hacksaw Reynolds. I'm trying to name all San Francisco defensive players in the past. Ronnie Lott was great.
Yeah. God, that guy could deliver a hit. I just think that
lost a finger one time during a game.
Did he?
He said, well, he goes, the next week, it was during the playoffs, he goes, well, you can have surgery on your finger or you could have it amputated and play next week in the playoffs. He had it amputated.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Is
that in the book?
Not the book.
Anyway, I think.
I cut my finger off to cover a point spread. Yes.
Sean McVay, part of the Kyle Shanahan coaching tree. I think Shanahan knows. McVay.
Not part of the coaching.
Is he
tree.
Not? Are they not?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. I think Shanahan knows Sean McVay well enough.
Make no bones about it. These two coaches do not like each other.
Yeah.
That being said, it is a divisional game, and 8 points is way too many. I have learned from Brad. I have learned,
wow,
even before the book came out. Divisional game. You know, Stafford's healthy. He wasn't healthy most of last year. Brad is patting himself on the back. Again, I think San Francisco is going to win, but I'm going to take the Rams.
Niners win big, despite both of you. Give me the Niners.
That's Brock what I Purdy. Said.
Oh, you took the Niners?
Yeah.
Oh, despite you, beer man, even though we love you for buying the book, you're a good friend, you would never cock-block us, as if unlike someone else in this room. So we have the utmost respect and admiration for you, and we wish you and your family the very best, as always. Give me the Rams, big, over the Rams' second straight road game for the Niners. Only worry here, but the Rams will be exposed as the fraud that they are this week. We're here to tell you. There is another game with the Jets coming up Sunday. Jets and Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas, a 9-point favorite. Ooh, here.
Geez.
Total only 38.5. So no faith in Zach Wilson to keep it close or score points. Beer man.
What's the over-under on this one?
38.5.
I will take the under.
Okay.
I will also take the Cowboys, if you can believe that. I just, you know, you had 1 week where Zach Wilson, hey, just go in there and do whatever you can do. I think this is just going to be a slug-em-out game, but I don't know. Prescott didn't do much until the game was out of hand. He only threw for like 140. I don't think he threw for a touchdown. But that being said, offense is going to show up a little bit. I accidentally took Dallas last week, but it paid off. I'm going to accidentally take Dallas again this week.
What? How do you live in your world?
What do you mean?
How do you accidentally take
it? I meant to take the Giants, but I was like, you know what? That's what I went with. I'm sticking with it. I'm not like Dennis where I can, 2 games from now, be like, oh, wait a minute. Let's go back to another game.
Yeah, last week I wanted to take Dallas over the Giants, so mark me down for that one.
Yeah, not
there,
too late.
There you go. That's a Dennis request right there. Go ahead, Dylan. Cock blocker.
You guys are terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
Horrible, terrible.
Horrible.
Dallas now has probably the two best, probably the best cornerback tandem in the league with Stephon Gilmore and Trayvon Diggs. This is a tough one, really, because...
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it
is.
One.
No, it's not.
The Jets are fired up. That defense is going to be better. At the end of this season, the Jets' defense is going to be better than Dallas' defense. Just telling you.
I disagree with that completely.
Okay. You're welcome.
It's not a knock against the defense. I think the offense is going to be on and off the field so quickly that defense is going to get worn out.
I encourage you to disagree with me. Give me the Jets and the points.
Give me your tired, your poor, your weak. The ones who no one gives a chance to. Davids versus the Goliaths. No game in the desert has more money on it than the Dallas Cowboys over the Jets. More tickets on it than Dallas over the Jets. Give me the Jets and Zach Wilson.
Thank
getting
you.
Those 9 points. It's one of those games where you look at it, road dog, almost double digits. It'll probably be double digits by game time. Give me the Jets.
I'm drinking for free in a bar, boys. That's all I can tell you. Buffalo's got this game. Woo! Get another round of shots.
We're on Buffalo now? I just realized what he's talking about.
Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Give me your tired. Can I give you this stack of used books over here that says Side Hustle on? Can you do something with this? They're not moot.
Washington Commanders.
You really think they would be used?
Those things are stiff as a board. You can use those as frisbees.
There's no dent in that.
Sam Howell, the great one for the Washington Commodes at Denver. Denver, another home game. Russell Wilson, a 3.5-point favorite. Total only 39 here. Dylan.
Yeah, Denver last week getting no wide receiver separation. Russell Wilson should be better in his second week back, a little more tuned in. Washington sloppy against Arizona. Should have won by more than what they did. Denver controls the game with a run. Denver wins. Denver covers.
How did you spell separation on your little script there?
S-E-P-A-R-A-T-I-O-N.
Go.
All right then, sir.
You're welcome.
What? Please go.
So now that Sean Payton has had a game under his belt with his new team, he's going to know what's wrong. He's going to know how to fix it, although he can't cut Russell Wilson. But nonetheless, Denver and the Mile High City.
You think he wants to cut Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson's uncircumcised?
I think he just...
Barkeep, shut Dylan off over here. He's had too many.
Woo! Go Jets!
I think he's probably already tried to trade for Taysom Hill.
Somebody needs a nap over here.
You drafted him.
Huh?
Oh, wait, no. Brad drafted him.
Yeah. Drafted who? Taysom Hill.
He was going to be my last pick.
You sure were quick to drop him this year.
Who?
Taysom Hill.
Oh, did I drop him?
Yeah.
Did I draft? I didn't draft him.
Yes,
I picked him up.
Yes, you did.
He was
on your team.
I don't know. I've just been doing a lot of crazy stuff.
Taking Denver.
I hate this game. I really do hate this game.
For those of you still listening to the podcast, we'd like to thank you. You are our most faithful listeners.
That's
both
cute.
Of you.
That's cute that you made that plural.
Well, Miss Judy is one of them. So we are Miss Judy. Please, no more toast. Anyway, let's go with. I'm taking. Who am I taking here? You know what? I'm taking Denver.
You're taking Denver. Ramen noodles, ungrateful bastard.
They're taking. I'm taking Denver to barely cover this game at home over Washington. Let's go to Sunday Night Football.
Great analysis.
Rich and compelling.
Not a Mac Daddy Stogie type game. I'm just trying to get through this unscathed. Miami at New England. Mac Jones, a 3-point home dog to Tua, coming off a 400-plus yard game. Beer man.
What's the over-under on this one?
46.5, sorry.
I will definitely take the under in this game. That'll be my Mac Daddy Stogie. How does that sound? I'm sticking with Miami, though.
What was that for?
It's my best bet of the week.
Okay. Well, there's a part at the end where we go over the best bets. You do remember this,
throwing
right?
it out there now.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, I forgot it. Hang on. Okay. I gotta start making some
notes. I got to start writing stuff down.
Your script writer didn't put that down.
I'm going to ride with Miami. I think they're a great team. They always you talk about teams that play the other team well. They've always played New England well, even when Brady was there. So it's not opening week. It's just, another game, and Miami's better.
What game are we talking about?
Sorry, Miami, New England.
Buffalo. Something fishy about those Dolphins.
Really? Play on words?
Sorry.
I'll put cricket sounds in.
Well, you know, right. I mean, isn't that a fishy line, though? I mean, come on. So New England at home for their first two games of the season as well? Were they on the road or home?
They were at home, yes.
Yeah, so... And Miami on the road, two straight weeks. I don't. I'm with you. I don't. That's the one thing that scared me about the San Francisco line. I don't like teams that are on the road back to back weeks. God, Miami's team is just so fast. I mean,
so fast. He sounds like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
So fast, man.
He's got this. He's a TV repairman. He's got this killer set of tools. He can fix it.
Isn't this our time? So I figure we could have a pizza.
This is history class. I see the globe right over there. Let's go, Dylan.
I'm taking Miami.
Patriots at home. Money line.
This is some really nice iced tea.
Hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
Life's the same, moving instead.
All right, Hamilton.
Life's the same, except for my shoes.
Did you get rid of these flowers?
Are we on Monday Night Football yet?
All right. Okay, get rid of
these
flowers.
It's a doubleheader this week.
Who the hell is Brad Johnson? Ron Johnson.
You know, that's Nancy Wilson from the band Heart in the Trans Am that pulls up next to Brad Johnson in the street. And she flirts, and she's like making fun of him.
Oh, is it?
Because he's got his,
then he throws it out the window.
Jolly Roger hat on, whatever that is, yeah.
I'm taking the Patriots over the Dolphins. Give me the three. Don't be afraid to put the money line on this one, too. I think you might be looking at Belichick's last stand against thinking that Tua could go up there and make him look bad on national TV. Yeah. The sharps are with me on this one with New England. A lot of the squares, like you two, are on the Miami Dolphins.
Ten and six.
Sharps like me. Well,
why don't we talk about sharps and squares?
Dylan might have a winning record when he goes back last week and corrects all his picks. Yeah, I'm taking the Patriots here. Let's go to Monday night. Let's get some real, true handicapping knowledge here. New Orleans, Derek Carr. Carolina, Bryce Young at home. The line here, Saints a 3-point favorite, total 40. Dennis.
Carolina just doesn't have the skill positions yet. They might get him. Jonathan Mingo might turn into a decent receiver in his first year. He doesn't have much time to get ready for it because everybody else is out. Adam Thielen looks incredibly slow and can't create any separation whatsoever. The other guys are Terrence Marshall, injured. So, just Derek Carr didn't look great, but he certainly looked good. And there's a lot of speed. I mean, with that Rashid Davis, maybe? And Chris Olave going off in the second half. I mean, yeah, give me the Saints.
You go back to division game. Carolina at least showed a little something. I'm kind of hanging with the Panthers on this one. I feel like Bryce Young is kind of primed, ready to go. He seems to be worth his weight as the number one pick in a otherwise so-so draft.
Love this pick. Love Carolina in this spot. The home dog in the division game. A lot of value with Carolina here. The squares all over New Orleans. 70% of the bets on New Orleans. 60% of the money on Carolina. Mm. That's a pretty big difference. That's a big sharp move. Give me Carolina on the money line here, too. Don't be afraid to sprinkle some money line action on that one, too. Let's go to the last game. Two Monday night games. Divisional matchup. Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson. Pittsburgh Steelers. Do we believe in Kenny Pickett? Browns right now a 2.5-point favorite. Low total, 38.5, Beer Man.
Exact same thing. I'll take a divisional team that's an underdog that, didn't really show anything against San Francisco. They'll circle the wagons, if you want to use that euphemism. But, I'll take the Steelers and sprinkle a little money on the money line.
I like the way you talk, buddy.
Oh, God.
Finally, somebody has been listening to the side hustle over here. A read from your script, Dylan.
I'm taking Cleveland to win and cover. It's a badass defense. Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator of the year.
Little side action between you and me. I'll take Pittsburgh right now. Give me Wilson Pickett, the man of 1,000 incompletions. And give me Kenny Pickett here. Give us your tired, your poor. Everybody loves Cleveland after last week. We all saw Pittsburgh just look like ramen noodles against San Francisco.
What's the over-under on that game?
Total's 38.5. So you don't have much. That's the kind of times you like to take an underdog. You were a little less wiggle room for the favorite. Give me the Steelers here. Sharp play, 60% of the tickets on Cleveland, 60% of the money on the Steelers. There you have it, folks. Your 16 games, week 2 of the NFL season. All right, best bets. Does anyone have best bets they would like to give to the crowd?
Chicago, Seattle, New York Giants.
Seattle.
Don't be scared.
Well, I'm not scared.
You're all sharp and everything over there.
I'm trying to mark these down.
Yeah, he's trying to mark them down.
My favorites this week are the Los Angeles Chargers, the Chicago Bears, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the under 46 Miami and New England.
If you go back to last week's podcast, my best bets, I dare say, were 5-1, if I remember correctly. I had the Giants, but every other best bet was a winner last week. So we were cashing those tickets very happily and laughing at squares like you guys.
You are correct.
Aha, I am correct, you say.
I was 1-2. Dennis was...
Now what?
1-3.
Oh, well. So best bets, the ones you actually can choose to put your money on, it's a little different story than the overall. Because the overalls, But when you're actually, because Lem Banker, the great sports gambler, told us, they play the national anthem every day, guys. You don't have to bet every game. My best bets, give me the Texans. Give me the Texans over the Colts. Give me Seattle. Give me the points against Detroit. Give me the Bears down in Tampa. Give me the Raiders against Buffalo. Give me the Ravens over the Bengals. Could be a straight-up win there, too. Give me the Patriots over Miami in that one, getting the points. And then both dogs on Monday night. Give me Carolina and give me Pittsburgh. 8 best bets. Let's hope to get 5 of those And that is something you could take to the desert and smoke, boys.
I'm adding 3 more best bets.
I'm adding 17 more after you get done.
Denver, Atlanta, and the Las Vegas Raiders. You didn't take any of those, did you?
I took the Raiders.
Jeez. Scratch that one off my list.
It's already circled, and that one's already...
Too late.
That one's already marked out from earlier.
Chicago, Seattle, the Giants, the Broncos, the Falcons, and the Raiders.
Why don't you just take all the road dogs and be done with it? That would probably be... You would have went 8-2 last week.
You know what? I'm adding Denver to mine, so there we go.
What?
Suck it, Brad Taylor.
You know what? I'm adding Dallas to mine now.
Stop! Stop the madness! I can't take anymore!
All right, games that we took that are the same. We all took Atlanta. We all took Houston. We all took Seattle and Chicago. We all took the Raiders. And that appears to be all of them.
Wow, okay. We all took Chicago.
God, what the heck have you been doing to us?
Bear down, Chicago Bears.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, folks. Hopefully we'll be making you some money. Dennis Dillon claims he's in exactly in the spot he wants to be, so all is well here on the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast. Any parting shots, boys?
Yeah, I'm just trying to give you guys a little chance to, you know, build up your confidence. I mean, listen, I'm not sweating this. I don't worry about these things. I know you boys have got a little chip on your shoulder. I know you're a little angry about how things played out these last how old are you, Brad?
Too old.
Those that many years. And so I'm just giving you a chance to feel good about yourselves. Let's just move on. Let's all be buddies. What do you say? Let's have some fun.
Why didn't he write the book? If, you know, if he's going to be like this, why didn't he write the book? He doesn't have the story.
Because
to
his
tell.
System is my gut and they're due. That doesn't take 200 pages.
When did that happen? When did my gut and their do become part of the conversation?
You are, every time we're hanging out, you know, 3 underdogs covered earlier, the favorites do. The NFL is scripted, and this is how it works.
Oh, conspiracy theories? Do we have conspiracy theories?
Oh, I do.
Oh, I got a ton of them. Yeah. But anyway, the NFL is the only league where you could literally bet a team based on the fact that they're due. I believe that. You know, look at the teams that go 6-2 the first half of the season against the spread and fade them the rest of the way.
Yeah.
More often than not, you do quite well.
Thanks for bringing it up, Beer Man.
I will say this. I appreciate the 3-game lead. I'll take it. I need it. I need it. Dennis, probably starting like the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, it's a little rough in week 1.
Didn't I win on this show last year?
Huh?
Didn't I win on this show last year?
No.
Oh, please go back.
Are you kidding me?
You finished 2nd and 3rd.
3rd? What is that? Are we talking about on ESPN?
The first year you finished 3rd. The second year you finished 2nd.
On the show or on the website?
Does it matter?
I don't remember. I can't go back to the website.
Let's just celebrate your book.
I would just love to go over best bets. Because the other ones, I'm literally just saying, well, I just want to be different than you guys.
We've already gone over the best bets.
Here you go, Brad. Sign another copy of this dusty book.
Dusty book? Why? That's the Dust Bowl. 3 yards and a cloud of dust. Yeah. Anyway. All right.
Live from Lexington, Kentucky.
Are we done?
No, you're looking at, you look like you have something, you know, very important to say.
Checking it all out. Sorry.
Don't change anything on the prompter. He'll read anything that he puts on that prompter. Go bleep yourself, San Diego. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an urgent and horrifying announcement to make. Cannonball!
I thought we were doing socket stivers.
Yeah, that's the Cannonball song. After he.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Raisin in the Grass.
Raisin in the Grass by Hugh
Masekela.
Yeah.
Do I have to explain everything to you people? I thought you guys were the music geniuses around here. Yet me, Mr. Sports Gambler Boy, with the book Side Hustle, available on Amazon, does more to do this than you guys do. How do you guys look yourselves in the mirror every night?
How do you reach the conclusion?
With
that you
a
reach?
Smile on my face.
Yeah, and you don't steal dibs. And that's why you're our friend right now, Beer Man. And we are someone that we wish you the very best at all times.
That is why I'm smiling.
And that's why you don't understand the concept of dibs.
As soon as I get a postage stamp, I will have a letter delivered to WTVQ.
Saying?
Hi, Ramey.
Wouldn't it be great if she heard this podcast? I mean, what are the chances? Slim
there
to none.
There is no chance.
Right? Slim to none.
There is no chance.
It's almost about the same percentage.
Well, don't
as...
you have her card now? You could probably email
oh,
her
nice.
A link.
Oh, you could get on their website and get the email.
Well, I thought he got the business card.
Well, he got the business, all right.
Yeah, he's going to be giving her the business. If you know what I'm saying. Woo! This is when I told Dylan last night, I'm going to go bet a hard nine at the craps table. Now, what were you, I walked out of there. I'm like, that guy needs a break. He needs a little bit. He needs a nap because he was doing something like, ah! I was walking out. That's why I didn't come back to you last night.
Where can we play craps at?
Are you talking about something that's relevant to?
No. Get us out of here.
Live from Lexington, Kentucky on a beautiful Wednesday evening. It is Classic Rock 92.1's Beer Man.
Hey, buddies.
And Dead Air Dennis. You can find us on the interwebs at classicrock921fm.com. The Get Out song is Get My Kicks from Brian Himes and Dead Air Dennis, now available on Apple Music, Spotify, and everywhere you get your music. And the CD Terrarium, five new songs from the duo. I'm kidding. From the popular Lexington duo, along with Sam Rodas and Charlie Gayhart. And now for the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, the one and only New York Times almost best somewhere on the bestsellers list, Brad Taylor.
We have been consistently in the top 50,000 on Amazon.
Consistently.
Consistently. By the way, do you know how many books are on Amazon? A bajillion.
50,000 and one.
50,000 and one.
I hate these people. I hate this show. Ladies and gentlemen who listen to this show, for my gambling advice, first of all, you're very intelligent people. Second of all, I apologize for you having to endure these two butt clowns that I have to deal with on a daily basis. Don't forget.
I feel bad for the guy that put a book on Amazon and still waiting for his first sale.
Oh, there are people who do that.
I guarantee it.
Oh, I know they are. There are people who never sell a dozen books. I can promise you.
How many have you sold? A dozen?
Until the next time, as always.
Suck it, Stivers.
Suck it, Stivers.
Suck it, Stivers. By the way, our little update on Stivers before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Last week, on the first day of sports gambling, you know where Stivers was at?
Red Mile.
No.
Oh,
he was
superintendent of school.
He was principal for a day in Whitley County.
Was he teaching the kids how to gamble?
Uh-huh. You don't think he planned that out a long time in advance so he'd have an excuse? So he doesn't have to do with some ceremonial bet somewhere. Uh-huh.
Now, you see, kids, what we have here is called the spread.
Ooh.
Until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours.
And cut.
Usually there's a comment.
I was trying not to. I said my piece. I left it on the field. Come on.
I'm going to leave that one off.